Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello, you're here live with Lady A. If you desire to speak to our host tonight, please press the 1 button and I'll get you on as quickly as possible. Our host for tonight is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, it's your man Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Posse, representing Florida, the South, baby. This GrudgeInc Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
I'm good, Lady. How about yourself?
Very well. Thank you for asking. How was your weekend?
Oh, man. My weekend, I had a blast. I had a blast all weekend long. Hell of a weekend. A lot of road trips. Did a lot of traveling this weekend. Up through the great state of Florida. Right on up to Georgia. After that, I left Georgia and slid over to Carolina. Me and my team, we had a wonderful weekend. We got into some things that, we was looking forward to getting into, and we didn't get into some things we didn't get into, if I said that correctly. I don't know if you understood it when I said it, but, yeah.
I got you.
Hold on, let me see. We got T5 on, Lady?
Let me look for him just a moment. Not right now, he's not. Did you want me to call him?
Yes, he should be on. I'm out. T5, you on, push the 1 button. He should be on. If he don't put his hand up, go ahead and get him on for me.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that now.
All right, while you do that, I'm going to go ahead and run right into my sponsors. Before I get into my sponsors, first and foremost, I'd like to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this will be possible. Now, got that out of the way, I'll go right into my sponsors. DNL Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, TRZ Motorsports, AA Performance, Wilson manifolds, applied nitrous, Mickey Thompson, horsepower sales, Team Obnoxious racing apparel, Southern mufflers, race fittings, I do this every time. Mr. Ronnie Brown, official team sponsor, Jay Barnes, the CEO of Grudge Inc., Gunny Picks, Remy Martin VSOP. Can't forget my Remy Martin VSOP. I got a few phone calls as he was traveling, and I got a phone call from Joe. And he said, "Cool Chief, y'all rolling?" I was like, "Yeah, we rolling." All right, how long for y'all get to the track? Like, man, we be there probably about 8 o'clock. You know, so said, "I know y'all gonna have that Remy VSOP," which, like, yeah, we gonna have it. So we, you know, make sure we had a Remy Martin VSOP on deck when we got to the racetrack. So like I said, that's pretty much everybody. If I forgot you, I'm sorry once again. T5, yeah?
Yeah, brother, what's going on?
Nothing, brother. I ain't gonna try to hold you up. They asked me how was my weekend, and I was telling them, you know, I had a hell of a weekend. You know, me and the team, you know, we did a lot of traveling this weekend. And you know, I couldn't leave you out on that because you was a big part of making the weekend such a success that it was. And with that being said, you know, big part Kelly Racing and Jimmy Marino, Pump, Uncle Mike, T5, you know. So I'm gonna roll the question off on you, brother. How was your weekend? She asked me about mine, so hey, how was yours, bro?
Oh man, I had a good weekend, man. It wasn't for the crew, my Uncle Otis, my Uncle Mike, Big Low, Jimmy Marino, Crew Chief. You know, I wouldn't have been able to have the fun and see the people I needed to see. And now Crew Chief got me turning nuts and bolts at this time.
Yeah, we already know, bro. I already know. Oh, I ain't gonna, as long as you keep your mic on and stuff like that, we'll be good. Yeah, you know, you got a lot of noise. You got some noise in your background, but I know you're trying to get your shindig together over there. So, just stand by, bro. I'm gonna go ahead and get into this. Oh, Lady A. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Could you get car key on for me, please?
Of course. Give me just a moment.
All right. Yeah. So while she do that, bro, I'm gonna go ahead and you know, just get a light little recap of the weekend. So with that being said, yeah, we slid on up to Macon National Dragway, aka the Zoo, you know, for the final hit. You know, the big deal, November 3rd, the final hit, Macon National Dragway, and it was just that. I seen a lot of out of towners, Chemo, Boost 12, big props to my main man Biz. Biz came to Macon and did his thing. He showed up. Biz came straight enough. First grudge race of the day, you know, and he was like, hell, he ain't waiting all day. He going to race as long as he got gas and top pressure. So, you know, big shots out to Biz and the Set on Kill team. They came down and was killing them one by one. Big Drag was in the building. I mean, it was a real star-studded event. Big Drag, he was there, you know, representing. They had bought a few cars with him. And, you know, they came and showed out and, you know, got into the money and everything else, you know, enjoyed us Southern sellers, you know, for Southern folks, I should say, you know, down in Macon, a.k.a. the Zoo. Gunnet was there, Dolomite was there, Baldy was there, Big Low was there. I mean, if you name them, they was there. I mean, if you name them, I mean, if you can think of them, they was there. I mean, everybody was in the building, butt naked. Like I say, Boost 12, DJ Grant, Cold Killer, Tyke Man, T5, Fast by Gas, Icy Boys, a lot of out of town, Bobby Wildchild. I mean, they was there. I mean, the place filled up quick. I got to the track. The team got to the track earlier in the morning. And as soon as we got there, it was trailers. I mean, parked all the way to the back quickly. I was like, wow. So, you know, that was a sign of it's going to be some real good racing. Don Ye was in the building. I didn't get a chance to run into Lil Tony. I was expecting to see that, so I didn't get a chance to run into him. So, Lil Tony. Like I say, Lil Tony, I didn't get a chance to run into him, but Don Ye, he was there. I didn't get a chance to run into Tate. Tate was great. He wasn't there. But everybody else pretty much there. I mean, there was a lot of people from out of town that I didn't even know the name, but they was representing Chicago, Midwest. They was representing hard. They was in the building, and they came to do battle. They had Mustangs, everything else, Camaros, you name them, they was there. And believe me, they wanted to race. So with that being said, we had a couple shootouts going on, G-Body shootout. Then they had this big tire shootout. It was action-packed. Every pair of cars that lined up, it was going down through there, fighting like they was it was the finals. So, it was some, like I say, with the shootouts they had going on, we had plenty of buzz racing that was going, that took place that day. Unfortunately, I was cars. I didn't get to see many drug races that I would like to see, but I was up close to the track, close enough to hear what was going on. So with that being said, G-Shot.
How's it going?
What's going on, brother? I got a chance to meet G-Shot.
Give me the Dodge.
Huh?
Give me the Dodge.
Give you the Dodge, huh?
What's going on? Shoot, nothing. It's nice to meet you in person, man, this weekend down at the zoo.
Same here. Honestly, you were standing there talking to me, and me and G-Shot had been talking back and forth, for several minutes at that time. And then Big Low came and said, "Hey, man, do you know who that is?" I'm like, "Nah." He's like, "Man, that's G-Shot." I'm like, "Oh, what's that, G-Shot?" You know what I mean? After we had been engaged in conversation for a little bit, but nevertheless, it's good to see people that make the trip all the way down. So, how would you like to down here to people?
Yeah.
G-Shot.
I'm on the road, man, so I kind of keeping my phone on mute back and forth, I'm rolling right now. I'm in Ohio. So.
Okay. You're getting around.
Yeah, moving around. I just wanna get on the show and tell you it's nice to meet you in person and had a good time, couldn't get my old Dodge figured out, but we sneaking up on it, We gonna get it right.
Okay, no problem. That's for sure. I'm just glad you was able to make it, brother. I'm glad you was able to make it and support the race and you came down.
G-Shot.
Yeah.
That's some nice wheels on that thing. That's old car,
G.
That's some nice wheels you got on that dog.
They do got some pretty wheels on it, don't it? You got to give your girl some jewelry. She won't do you right. You got to give her some kind of jewelry. No matter how ugly she is, you got to give her jewelry, man, or she ain't going to be happy.
Well, I understand, G-Shot,
because
that's what you're
saying, and
I know that's a girl, but that's
for
the ugly bitch
herself. Oh, she
wanted,
man. She likes that jewelry.
Hey, G-Shot, exactly which car was yours? Because I don't even think I even got a chance to see your car. I didn't get a chance to do any get around the pit.
The onlyest Dodge there, I was pitted right next to Jimbo. That big white Dodge.
Jimbo. Big white Dodge.
I was straight across from the road from you guys, pretty much. Like that little entrance road.
Uh huh.
That they tried to keep clear. I was right next to the entrance road.
You're right in the back of y'all, Gucci.
I was straight across from Boost 12.
Okay.
He was parked right next to Bisnell. He had the white Jeep somebody with the pretty Nicki Sosa wheel or something. It's called White Nicki Sosa.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
It got American Racing Torque Thrust Pros on.
Oh, that's what
track stars.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
she likes jewelry, man.
The wheels on the center, you said you like jewelry, so I know you are. I know you got on a nice pair of shoes over there. That's what's up. But that sound like a man caught you in the background. So before
yes,
I go to the
before
I get to you, caught you, I gotta let everybody know about the big show. We got the big show November 17th coming up. Y'all be in the place and don't miss the race, Carkey.
Yes, sir.
Man, go ahead and fill them in on what we got going on next weekend, brother. Not this weekend, but next weekend at Make National Dragway, bro.
Man, first I want to thank Cole Killer and the Old Grudge Inc. family for a good time the weekend. We had a great time, you know. Everything was good. But November the 17th, the big show. You ain't never heard of the big show, you ain't never heard shit. We're going to have some of the fastest cars in the country in Macon on November the 17th. And when I say the fastest cars in the country, I mean just that. Some of the fastest cars in the country will be in Macon at the big show, November 17th. We got the 28s are the 275s. We got 29s are the 315s. 6070. We even got, hell, crew chief. We got Big Low, White Boy, DJ. You name them, they're going to be at the big show. That's just all I can say. You name them, they're going to be at the big show. November 17th.
You forgot one, and I cannot let you do this promo and not say this name. You forgot one.
Man, it's so hard, man. So you know
This one is not hard. This is the shortest name out of all the names you named. This is the shortest name.
Give it to me.
T5. See how that T5.
Oh,
11 number, one letter, one number. T5. You forgot the man.
T5 is really getting that thing figured out, man. We just gotta get that man credit. He coming from, you know, no testing to a bunch of testing for not going down to the track to hauling ass down the track. That man is really coming along. We gotta give him credit. He gonna be a G-body to be reckoned with. Soon as man, the man car just really it's surprising me. Every time I see it, I get surprised more and more, more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, we can make it just turn that damn thing loose. Turn the wick up and let it burn. Let that bit burn.
Mm-hmm. One thing I can say.
What about you? We got to get you some action, Crucci.
Oh, man, look, I'm looking for action. I'm looking for a S10 on 28. Small block, no wheelie bars, nitrous, either S10 or Chevy Love. I really love to do the icing boards, but I already know what they're going to say. My motor hurt. I ain't going to be able to get the motor back in time. They told me it was just some rain. Hell, we put a set of rings in. We put a set of rings in the motor at the track, you know, between rounds. So I know it can be done. It ain't hard to do with the motor still inside of a car. But I know he gonna give me the excuse that you know he ain't gonna be able to get it back in time. So I would love to do him, you know. Then I would really. I got a major hard on for Lil Red Riding Hood. I want to go up under her skirt one more time, you know what I'm saying? And this time I want to leave a deposit when I go up in it. You know what I mean?
Well,
so I would really love to do Lil Red Riding Hood, but. You know, I don't know, you know, if that's gonna be, you know, able to take place because I understood, you know, that they was having a little technical difficulties as well, and I'm not 100% sure if they was gonna be ready or not to go to battle on the 17th.
Well, but, you know, that might be some porridge you don't want to drink, eat. I'm not for sure. But she told Lil Red Riding Hood, who is daddy, and that's Big Ken, told me yesterday that you got to realize that he is the king. He the champ. He is the S10 champ. And don't forget that. Now, that's what he told me now. And he really tried to stand behind what he said.
Well, I'm going to say this. I can't take nothing from Big Ken. Big Ken is absolutely right. He is a champ. He is a G-Body Grudge Inc. S10 champ. But one thing about being a champ, you got to defend your belt like a champ, and you got to race like a champ, not making excuses for number one and not looking for easy ways out, number two. So with that being said, like I said, I ain't got nothing to say against what you just said about Big Ken. You're absolutely right. He's a champ. He's a man. You got to respect his G. But at the same time, you got to race like a champ, and you got to defend that title as a champ. Until you do those two things, until you put all three of those in the same element, you know, the champ thing get thrown around loose.
Well, when I was telling them about it yesterday that you want to try him in Lil Red Riding Hood, I had my main man, Lonnie Bryant, on the phone with me. Ken said, y'all hold up. Let me buy me up. I got to buy me a brand new pair of damn shoes to walk on his ass. And I said, what is it? I want them all black. That's it. Ain't running that. I'm lying. Now, he called in. He was on the talking to the people right then. He wanted a brand new pair of damn Nike shoes. Them just do it to get on your ass. Now, I'm telling you, that's what the man said. Just like that. It surprised me because he was serious about getting on you now.
Well, one thing about me, I'm like a $2 hoe. I ain't hard to get on. I'm here to get off. Hey, Crew Chief, stop bumping your chest, man. Look at here.
Hey,
What's happening, girls, world?
I'm an actor, so Big King. Did I talk to you yesterday?
You sure did, Cocky.
When I talked to you, what did you start doing? What you told them folks you needed?
Man, I started going to a stoter, buy me some black motherfucking Nikes. I told you I want to walk on Crew Chief. You know, I really have a problem with Crew Chief because Crew Chief is a good guy. You know what I'm saying? But that damn fast, I guess, I want to get on his ass. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got to get dead in his ass.
Hey, I got to ask you, Ken, what my partner did to you, man? What did my partner do to you?
Oh, no, he did nothing. He just, you know what I'm saying? I could have just fell down, passed by gas. I come to your hometown. I came to his house and turned his goddamn house out in his hometown in the palm tree. I kept telling these damn pine trees going to come down there and turn the palm trees out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
He just wouldn't fucking rest, man, until I come down there. Now, I sent my daughter down there by her goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? And she just acted a fool. What do the man want? If you look at the video on the computer, Ronnie Brown stated the race just like it happened. Everybody say, Jamie, jump you, blase, blase. But that's not what the video show. I got to go by what the video show. The video showed that you moved further. You won the race to the 200-foot mark. Then she got out there and she said, Daddy gonna whoop my ass if I don't whip something. Then she pulled that skirt up and boy, look at her. And I guess he just ain't used to no woman treating him like that, man. But I ain't got no average hoochie, man. I gotta go get a hoochie, man.
Hey man, one thing I can say about Gaz now, you know, Gaz he'll bedroom bully. So you know you just can't get no one nut and think it's over with. No, I don't work like that. Gaz wanna see if you can come back, keep you coming back to back to back. You know what I mean? So with that being said, you know, he likes it more than once. You like it different
right
way.
Yeah, he's just kind of a freak, man. He's just a little freak. Y'all know what you're saying. Just say it, man. On air, man. He's a freak. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
A freak. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but
Crew Chief, I'm so glad that man on
Crew Chief.
I ain't want you to think I'm lying to you. That man was listening
for you. Hey, I'm staying cool you. Tonight. I'm going to let you handle it tonight.
Hey, what's up, man? I guess that's my partner there. What's happening, buddy?
Ain't nothing going on. Ain't nothing.
Hey, fair my guess. Fair,
I'm just sitting back, y'all
some.
Just making me more horny. That's all. I'm just listening.
Hey, fair my guess. Hey, man, you know what? Man, I know you got some rest in this night, man. If you married, man, I know your wife, you can't sleep. Middle of the night, you jump up, you see little Red Riding Hood coming around, you know, you say, somebody give me some water, man. Hey, man, it's not a dream, man. It's a nightmare.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Big Ken, let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you a question. So, do you think it'd be possible for us to do something on the 17th?
I just called running today, Crew Chief. They did not get the stuff over to the machine shop until today. It's going to be pushing it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to call you next week on the show and let you know definitely we're going to make it. It don't look good right now, but you know what I'm saying? Anything is possible. You know what I mean?
Okay. Anything is possible. Okay, so with that being said, right there, hold on, right there. That's what I wanted to hear, right there. Now, I want to convert back to Mr. Carkey. Carkey.
Yes, sir.
Now, if Big Ken don't make it, unable to make it, I want to know, is there anywhere possible for you to contact Extreme Motorsports with that black truck they got over there?
Black Extreme. What you call that?
Black Mumba. Black Mumba, whatever it is.
Yeah, Black Mumba.
Black Mumba.
Yeah, I want to test them out. I want to see if she scoot along good as they talk about it. You know what I mean?
Well,
I know how little Red Riding Hood scoots, so I want to see how she scoots if he can't make it.
Hey, Coochie, you better stop messing with all these women, man. You crazy? Now, you went from Little Red Riding Hood to Black Mama.
Exactly. Black
man, you better be trying to find White Mama to the Black Mama, man.
No, I want the Black Mama. I want to check her bra size. I want to see what her cup size is, man. I want to see what her cup size is.
Crew Chief.
Yo.
You just like Magic Mike said on Friday. You just going to take it.
Hold on.
You and fans like Gad just nasty. Y'all just want to take it. Y'all don't want to ask for it. Y'all just want to take it, goddammit.
Yeah,
goddamn what? You right.
You Florida boy.
Right.
Y'all
bastards
out there, man.
Once we sample around and see which one got the best stuff, then that's the one we gonna lock hold to, and then we'll be married for the next, 4 to 6 months. You know, I'm gonna ask you one thing.
Do they have any kind of? I don't know what you would call it. It ain't chiropractic. You know when you need help, when you need counseling and stuff, when you have a bad incident in life and you're trying to get over it. Fast by gas going to need some counseling, man. I don't want to come to Florida. I'm trying to see, do y'all have that type of facility or service down there that you can go and talk to some people, man?
Well, you know, actually, I do have some of the old folk going to be there. Because I know some of the folk we talking to. And when some folks come to the big show, they don't know how to act, so I have their account. So, yes, I will have counselors on deck.
Hey, man, we come down there and pin Fast by Gas again, man. I mean, Fast by Gas, man, it's close to Christmas, man. I want to get back to the kids, man. Don't do like the white boys do. When they lose a job at the post office, lose a good job. Damn it, I can't fucking take it. I can't take this shit no more, you know? I don't want you to snap and go on Fast by Gas. You know, let me make it back. I got a set of twins that's 15, man. Let me make it back to Mississippi to the twin, man. Hey, dude, I'm going to tell you, say, hey, man, Jay done fucking with the lights, man. Yeah, I didn't win, man. You pull that filter up there, man. I didn't win. Crew Chief won, man. The wrong light come on. You know what I'm saying? Somebody see someone with that. Because I know he's going to need some counseling, man. My buddy going to need some counseling. No, it's gonna be all good, man. It's gonna be all like I say. If we can't do nothing on the 17th, I would be really interested in looking for the Black Mobile. Somebody got a lot of background noise in the background. Like I hear airplane or something. They by the airport or something. All right, yeah, so it's gone. Like I say, Black Mobile, I love to dance with them.
I'll check on that tomorrow.
Yeah, they were beating on their chest last week on the show, talking about come to House of Hook. They going to be to the House of Hook. You know, this, that, and other. I think that's the only thing saving was that we were in two different places. But it's all good, though. Like
Crew
I said, we don't get to. Yo, talk to me. Who it be? I know
who it
is.
You know
who
it is? Yes, sir.
What's up?
What's going on?
Why are you on the phone? While I got you on the line, you going to be on the 17 with the truck.
I don't know. I can't say right now.
Okay. See, I already know you were going to say that.
If we be back together, I will. You know I got to be there. We be back together.
Okay. All right. Well, when you get your rings on, when you get your motor straightened out, push the one button. Until then, push the one button, take your hand down. I'm going to tell you like Dog and Big Ken told me, do not come on the show saying nothing about no racing until I get my shit together. So I got to tell you the same thing. Until you get your shit together, you just sit back and listen.
Who that? That Dirty Red?
Hey, what the hell? They got to give me hell every time I call.
That Dirty Red, ain't
it? Yeah, Dirty Red.
Oh, okay.
All right, come on, Red. Talk to me. You said I'm giving you a hard time, so talk to me. Let me hear what you got to say.
I had to call in, man. It wouldn't be right if I ain't call in.
You damn sure right about that. So talk to me.
It wouldn't be right if I ain't called in. How long you gonna be out?
How long I gonna be who?
How long you gonna be out of commission?
I'm back running, bro. What you talking about? I'm running right now. I'm back right now, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what you do on your side, but on my side we get the business.
I'm trying to get the business here. Y'all got quicker hookups than I do.
Man, we ain't got no quicker hookups, man. We just got to get to it, man. I tried to help you at the track. Then I said, man, we can take that. You want to take it apart? This and that. You said, nah.
It ain't one that, hell. I end up down again, two damn pistons here.
Hey,
man.
Make sure you have my plugs when I see you, Dirty Red.
Hey, when you coming back to make? You come back to making on the 17th.
Hey, man, listen. Crew Chief got a surprise for Pocky. If everything go like we plan, We coming up there to turn Hockey Brown upside down.
We're gonna be the big show. We gonna have the big show. It ain't we gonna have the big show.
Is that T5?
Yes, it is.
What's going on, my brother?
What's going on?
Man, I told the boys that thing you got is coming, and just about to say she came.
I'm
talking about every time I see you, the flame
get
longer.
I can't talk to this car because Crew Chief got me turning bolts, and my uncle got out here waiting on me. So at the same time, I'm talking a little bit at it, and he cussing me out at the same time.
Look out, Crew Chief.
Hey, who that is? Who I'm talking to? Who that is talking? I hear somebody say Crew Chief.
That's Tree Man out of Houston.
That's who?
Tree Man out of Houston.
Tree Man out of Houston, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. What's good, brother? What's good?
Hey, y'all got any big tie cars down there looking for some action?
You goddamn right. What kind? What's in my back half or Pro Mart?
Pro Mart.
You goddamn right.
Okay, shit, set it up and set a date.
Bradenton, sir.
Bradenton?
Bradenton. December 15th, 16th, Baldy Show. It'll be so cold. It's going to be so cold everywhere else. It'll probably be snowing over there. But you can come over here and get your rocks off. No problem.
You say December 16th, 17th?
14th, 15th, 16th. You get there on the 14th part. They got a test session on the 14th. For anybody want track run, they got track run on the 14th. And the 15th and 16th, you can get exactly what you're looking for, sir.
So where's the greatest in track at?
In Florida. You drive down I-10. Hold on. You drive down I-10. I don't know where you at, but if you in Texas, you just find I-10 and ride that bitch west. I mean east. You follow every sign that says Florida. And when you get to the Florida line, you follow the next sign that says 75 south. You ride 75 south till you see exit 220. When you get to 220, that's Highway 64. You make a left, and you ride down approximately 9 miles, 10 miles, and right on the right-hand side, you have all the action you can get when you pull through the gate.
I'm probably planning on flying down there just checking it out. I mean, somebody might be trying to meet me halfway because we just left Carolina. You know, I ain't going to try to make two long trips back-to-back. But, I mean,
Don't worry about it.
Hey, how you doing, Crew Chief?
I'm doing good. Who are you talking to me?
Man, it's Chemo, man. I just called back, and I don't mean to step on that Texas guy toy, but I'm looking for K-9 and them.
Oh, man, you know K-9. I don't know where K-9 was at, or even if they was at a track. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you on that one, brother. I know where they wasn't, and that was Macon.
They was giving me hell last night. I talked to Baldy, and Baldy said you can either run the quarter or the eighth. I got a quarter. I believe it. I seeing that I got a quarter mile car, I wouldn't mind seeing what K-9 want to do out that back door with that small block he had talking about.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
I don't have a number for K-9, but if anybody listening right now who got my number or Lady A number, anybody who on the phone got a number for K-9 and a good number for K-9, y'all could text it, and I'll try to get them on, try to get a member, somebody who represents their team on. That way you can speak to them and see what they want to do. But don't tell her. They ain't got to wait until Bradenton, though. You can come to Macon. You come back to Macon on the CMT. I mean, if they're there.
But you know what, Crew Chief? I just can't keep running up and down the highway. I know when, you know, and I was in Macon. My driver wasn't there. I know when my driver said he will be available. So I got a plan around him, you know.
Okay, I respect that, brother. I respect that. I one thing about the team, I'm big on the team. When the team can't go, I understand that 110%. So with that being said, I can't do nothing about that. You say Bradenton it is, Bradenton it is. But in the meantime, while we're trying to figure out about K-9, let me get back to the Houston, Texas brother. What's going on, Mr. Texas? Yo, Mr. Texas. Houston, we have a problem. Hello?
Hey, Carkey. Carkey,
yes,
you want to hear Crew
Chief? That
yo,
sound like the fucking naked.
Man, I'm here working like hell on my damn appointment. I'm working like hell, and you name everybody but me, goddamn. I had to come off the phone now.
Hey, butt naked.
What? Well,
you know I took my shit up. I'm working, you know, I ain't working on my car. I don't pull the transmission out. That's something that broke. Got damn the rear end, the drive shaft, and all that shit. I'm working the leak tonight.
Hey,
trying to make it, trying to get ready for your show. You didn't even name me, homie. What kind of shit is that?
You remember, if you listen, when I was on the show, if you listen to me good, I could name all the show, because I'm trying to tell you, it's too big a show for me to even start naming that, because I don't want to make nobody mad, because all y'all bad, and but nigga, you were a good part, a great part of the big show. You was the first big show, you won money down there at the big show, we had a great time, you got your car coming. I'm sorry. I apologize. And I buy you a fish sandwich at the track.
That'll work, homie. That'll work. Hey,
what's
boy, they got me turning wrenches on eternal goddamn wrenches. Not the kind, anyway.
But nigga,
never seen a goddamn C clip eliminator till tonight.
But nigga,
yeah.
Man, how in the hell you come out there and get the first ass whooping of the day?
Man, everything goddamn broke on me, Coochie. You know how that shit go.
Man, I seen you pulling that car to the... I ain't never seen nobody pull a car to the lane that fast.
Man,
I'm
going
to get this car to the lane at 50 miles an hour and yoked it in the lane right next to Biz.
Hey, oh, if that bitch wouldn't have broke, we were going to yoke big ass, goddammit. But, hey, that part of the racing shit breaks.
I'm going to tell you another thing, though. I got to tell you this because I wouldn't be me if I didn't. Next time you lock out your money on the damn time to be in the lane, you make sure you make your shakedown before then. And if your driver don't make it in time before it's time to go, you need to kick him in his ass for even having your money jacked up like that.
You're right.
I have to speak in his defense on one thing now.
Go ahead.
He was at the first big show, and Butt Naked was a force to be reckoned with. The car was really, really working well. The car was getting on the track good. All time, hell, we had to start. You know, I be between Butt Naked and the White Boys, and hell, Low too. We got to start doing extra tech at the track because of these long flames they have. They're putting flames in the other lane. They're cheating. Y'all cheating. They're putting flames in the other man lane. And now all these fuels and anything is causing track problems. So a special announcement, crew chief. Let's start trying to make people keep their flames at a minimum of 6 foot.
Okay. Hey. Anything longer than 6 foot is automatic disqualification.
Big Ken, don't you think that's true? Is Big Ken gone?
Man, Big Ken got
phone.
You know, Big Ken being...
No,
Big
I ain't gone, man. I just went to mute because I was at work. I didn't want no background noise.
But don't you think they need to get these flames within 6 foot of Big Ken?
Man, I'm telling you, they just showing out these goddamn flames in the wintertime here.
I would sure like to see the Bumblebee and that that truck get down at Braylington?
Which truck?
The yellow truck, that yellow truck.
Okay, which truck you want to see me get it down with, bro?
Oh, you only race S10s?
No, man, I race S10s, Chevy Loves. You know what I mean? I don't really mess with Mustang too tough. But I was gonna try to boost 12 if I'd been together.
No, this the 2010 Camaro.
Man, oh, Lil Tony?
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
You got damn right. If Lil Tony would have let me bail up out of there, you got damn right.
Oh,
I won't try.
Come on, Chief, he can't let you go nowhere, man. That guy got a tank, man.
That's his problem, dog. He shouldn't be in racing, brother, with a tank. He need to find him another tank to race.
What's up, T-Nat? I just got on, bro. What's up, bro?
How about Big Love? Before you by name.
I had to call people by name. Big Love.
Talk to me.
I got this all over the internet that you're supposed to be running the white boy. I even got it on the Facebook. And, man, it seemed to be a problem. Everybody leaned toward some white boy. And I'm just wondering
listen.
How you feel about that thing.
Well, all I can do, man, just do like treat me like the food stamp line. Call to my trailer and just get in line, put your name on it, and leave all your money at the table, baby. That's all I need.
I understand, but I'm just saying, man, people keep writing me and calling me saying that. By them white boys. I'm just
going to
tell you the truth. That's just what
they've
been calling.
Well, listen, they call Kitty sleep on Big
Low,
dog. That's all.
They sleeping on you now. I'm going to be honest.
They sleep on Big Low. They sleep on Carkey, that's all. So I just got to know, turn, know me and feel cool, you know. But, you know, girl racing ain't no fun. The girl, I mean, ain't no friend in girl racing. So, okay, you got to whoop me. You got to whoop me.
But it ain't even Phil talking bad about you, man. I can't say Phil said nothing. Phil just told me. Phil told me, he's like, you a good old boy. He gonna just tear your ass up. Now, that was Phil told. It ain't that personal, but everybody else keeps saying that I can't get nobody in bed on you. Now, what you think about that?
All right, Cocky, how many haters you got in this world?
Huh?
How many haters you got in this world?
I got a heat for them, dog. I got a heat for them.
All right. Well, I got more than you, so don't worry about it. We're going to leave it like that.
Come down here. You know, them damn pine trees, motherfucker. You heard Big Ken say that, too, now. Them damn pine trees, motherfucker, now. Be careful, now.
Hey, man, hey, I'm doing my homework. Just like they doing their homework, I'm doing my homework, so it's all good. I ain't got nobody else to fight with out here right now, so shit, me and the white boy got to go out, you know, we got to go to battle.
That makes sense.
Hey, Big Low, this is Big. Double O Self.
You got to do
anything special for the white boy, you run your car like it is?
Say what?
Are you running your car like it is, or you got to change cars or anything?
Yeah, I gotta come to their world. I gotta come on 28.
You gotta shoot 28. Okay.
What you think about it, Big Ken? Tell me what you think. What Mississippi think about it, Ken? Talk to me.
Hey, man, they ought to just let him come like he is on 29, man. If you the king,
Ken,
man,
you're
the king.
You're dragging your voice.
If he the king, man, the white boy the king on 28, man, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Coochie.
Yo, I'm here.
Hey, Car keep doing a lot of laughing, man. Hey, Big Low, just tell him when we leave from there, man, it's going to be called the Big Low Show.
Damn.
Hey, it's cheap on my end. Go ahead and make it the Big Low Show.
No, you
said
on
the T5 show, too.
No, it ain't going to be the T5 show, but let me tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be the Big Low Show, and them boys from Florida came down there and wrecked havoc.
The Florida boys, believe that.
Man, I can't believe you coming to visit me, T5. Man, I'm just privileged and happy that you're coming to see me, man.
Well, hold on, Carkey. Now, listen, I anticipate on being there. Like I said, them boys got me turning wrenches like butt naked. I don't turn wrenches, but I'm turning wrenches right now. Lord Coochie got me turning wrenches.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to get there. I ain't even gonna tell you a lot.
Hey, if you putting any Walmart parts on your car, like
Hold on. Now let me tell you something. Who this is? Big Ken or Big Carl?
That ain't now one of them.
I don't even work on no goddamn car. But the mechanic said it'd be Nick Wins before they can get to him. I said, fuck that. I'm tackling that shit my goddamn self. I ain't no dummy. I'm mechanically inclined. Hell, I went to school for this shit. I just don't let them do it.
But now you keep drinking them damn Cistos and mashing them fingers. We gonna have to check you in, boy.
I ain't fuck with none of the Cisco, homie. Need one. Fuck around this shit. Hell, funny the car. I ain't no fool. Man, she like a bunch of sand in them goddamn, in that damn rear end back there. I just take a little JD. All the gear messed up and crumbled up.
You know, it just amazed me. You guys, y'all say y'all got 8.8s in them cars. I'm fucked up behind this shit.
Yo!
Hey, tell me no break.
Hey,
oh, yeah, that's what I got.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
That's just like y'all motherfuckers up there running the willy balls, man. We don't need willy balls. We don't need willy balls down here, man. If you got willy balls
down here,
you got big ties. I ain't never seen no fuck with small ties.
I'm taking them motherfuckers off, Coochie. I'm working on that right as we speak to take them off.
You ain't going to take them flat dogs off. You ain't going to take them flat dogs off, Coochie. Don't believe it. Them flat dogs. You know the one that be in the winter. He ain't trying to walk in the snow. He needs them flat dogs.
Yeah, right now I do. I ain't gonna tell you no motherfucking lie.
Mm-hmm. Hey, call Keith. Where Butt Naked at, man?
I'm right here.
Butt Naked, you got a car ready for the 17th?
I'm gonna have a car ready. I gotta go to Atlanta to take the transmission because these guys down here don't have no part. I called a guy named Sid Neal. He said, if he ain't got it, goddamn it, I don't need it. So I'm taking it to him in the morning. But I believe I'm gonna get a new set of.
I'll take it to him. How about that?
Say what now?
All right. You meet me, I take it to
her. I gotta go that way anyway. I gotta go to Holly Cold Killer tomorrow and shit. I supposed to went today, but we've been so busy, man. I just got through painting a damn Dodge Avenger a few minutes ago. Then I jumped back up under my car, and hell, I got another to paint in a few minutes. I'm gonna be probably about 1 o'clock tonight.
Man, see, so, I had that transmission ready for you. I can pick it up and bring it to you. I'm coming down that way Saturday anyway. I'm coming to Montgomery Saturday.
I'm going to Montgomery Saturday too. I'm going to jump on somebody down there. I got to get back.
I can pick the transmission up and bring it with you Saturday.
Well, hell, I want the transmission back Friday. If I had to pay him extra, I want that bitch back Friday.
Hey, well, but
I put it in. I'm putting this shit in myself. You know, taking a little extra time, because I ain't going to
get this shit. Hey, butt naked. The hell with all that. The hell with all that. Big Lo made you try asking you a question, bro. You going everywhere else. You ain't got
no
question.
You're going to be on
28, I'm going to be on 28. I'm looking for more than one race. Oh, that's all I'm trying to say.
With that truck?
No, man. I'm going to be with my car on 28.
Oh, that big low. I thought that was crew chief. Man, I'm not going to rim my.
You told me a long time ago.
Don't rim my money off. I ain't going to fuck with you yet.
Man, I'm going to be on 28, man. I'm running your money off.
Man, let me
see. I ain't say 29.
Hey,
I'm going to be on 28, man.
Okay.
If you want that trouble,
we can goddamn do
it. But nigga, would you show everybody over in Macon? But nigga, ain't nobody gonna run off nowhere. They think you got Walmart parts, eh?
Hey, y'all talking about running my money off. If Low beat me, I beat Low. If I'm in the paint, my money gone.
Well, you actually told on yourself, Lo. I mean, but nigga. Nobody would even thought about it until you just said.
You the one who let them call it. You the one brought it back up. Wait, we can go and get to it. Shit, fuck it. It's the end of the year. It's the goddamn end of the year. We're good and do it.
Hey.
So, Lou, I guess you can put it down for that then. We'll do that. Ain't no problem.
Hey, butt naked.
Yeah.
I'll try you too. I'll try you too in the truck, brother. Listen, bro, I'm gonna take the yellow small block S10 on 28 top. Nice.
You know what? You won't get a
break.
I'll let you break up out of there. On the one condition. I can't see you from sitting side beside him. I gotta look in my rearview mirror. Give me the back tie and let you break up out of there.
Give you the back tie?
Give me the back tie and I'll let you break.
How the fuck I'm gonna get it? Is you stupid?
Hell, I'm just trying to make the rain fail. I can look in the rearview mirror. When your head, like, raise up, we can take off.
Listen.
So I can't turn. My driver can't turn in Nick to the side and look at you.
You
can look in the rearview mirror and look at you, though.
Listen.
That's a damn good raid, though.
Listen. Hear me out. He ain't got to look. All you got to do is look straight down the track. When he hear me release the trans brake, that's his cue to turn it, to cut all that shit on and come on.
He can't hear him. I be talking to him. I got the radio now. You know I'm going to talk to him. You ready, boy?
God damn it. I'm going to get you somebody. I'll tell you what. If you give me the break, I'll take the head up break for you. On the same thing. I'm butt naked. Anyway, we got to do it for nothing big. We ain't got to do it for nothing big. We can do it for like thousands or something.
No, hell no. I can't take too many more to man whooping, man. You know, they come with racing, but I plan on, you know, having a few of them, you know, a couple of them, one, two, three, no more than three or four losses in a year. That's anybody.
You're giving out back tire specials in the break. I'll take one of them in Bradenton.
No, I said give me the back tire, and I give him the brakes so I can look at in the rearview mirror.
I'll take a break with my slow-ass turbo car in the A's, if you let me.
I bet you will. You give me the break with that turbo car, and you keep your wheelie balls on.
Hell no. Back door, I give you the break.
Huh?
Out that back door, I give you the break.
Man, I don't know how to tell me to act. Going to goddamn fast.
The Teddy for we ain't getting, Jordan. We don't do all that back door shit.
Hell no.
I do then, you know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't know why y'all like that shit. I do it makes your temperature hand go up, man. You don't go no faster. Hell, just make your temperature hand go up.
Yeah. I get me a little goddamn get it on then, goddamn. I got to go home tonight. I'm going to be dreaming about that shit.
Hey, Lo.
You know what?
Big Lo.
T5.
Big Lo turn it riches, goddamn.
Oh,
like me.
What T5
oh, at? Hold on. I got to get Big Lo back on the phone. Big Lo. I'm right here, copy.
If you get that thing together, I got one thing I want you to take care of for me.
What's that?
And that Rambo. If you feel good.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna tell you like this here. See, the crew don't know what happened yesterday, right? That's why I'm working hard, right? So you ain't gotta worry about that. If I get it together, I want tropical depression to come down to the beach. And we're going to make him a rainstorm. I'm a windstorm.
Oh, man.
Is, right?
Sandy coming to Georgia?
You know who Tropical Depression is, right?
Yeah, I know about it. You know, he's from Florida. I read. I listen to the news, dog.
Crew Chief, help me out, Crew Chief. I might be saying it wrong because he act like he don't understand. He's talking about the Tropical Depression y'all got up there in Georgia. Up there over there in Augusta, Georgia over there. The Tropical Depression called Hurricane Ike, but it really ain't no hurricane. It's a Tropical Depression.
Oh.
Tropical Depression, and when T5 knocked five from his ass, he's going to be downgraded to a windstorm.
Down on his ass he going.
So, you know, he came on the show yesterday beating his chest talking about Florida, and I told him, I said, listen, we ain't even got to wait for Florida. I can't even spell Florida right now because I'm thinking about coming back to Georgia. And if I get the day off and the crew willing to let's get it on, you know we going to get it on.
Only thing he's going to have to do is give me a deposit. That's it.
Don't say that, man. You don't sound right there in that, man. That's BET's gay-ass live.
That ain't BET. That was somebody else.
I know, but I just don't like it, man. Only BET gay-ass say that.
You know what? He can be gay all he wants. Lord, he's got green at the end of the day. That's all I care about.
The Lord is green at the end of the day.
That's all I care about. So I don't know what state you from, but green win over anything in my state.
Man, let me get a large fry.
That man eating fried. This late at night, man, you going to run your cholesterol up, dog.
It's already in the roof.
Hey, listen, I got to die
Hold
from
on.
Something.
Big Loaf.
Is Big Loaf still on the line? Big Loaf, is you still on the line? Big Loaf. I'm looking for Big Loaf. Is he still on the mic?
Yeah.
Hey, I got a question for you, bro. I got a question for you. We ain't make this clear with Butt Naked. You going to run him before the white boys or after the white boys, bro?
I want him first.
Okay, we going to run Butt Naked first.
You trying to shake down on Butt Naked, man?
There you go.
It's not like a shake down, Butt Naked. They ain't trying to tell you the truth, but I'm telling you, Butt Naked. It's not like no boy sitting there doing a shake down on you.
Yeah, hey, man, y'all don't fuck me up, man.
I don't take any damn caps off the ring off this damn spoon. Y'all talking about want me first now. Where these damn caps go back? Y'all don't fuck me up. Do it matter? We want to go to the top. We want to go to the bottom.
On the ring?
No, just come on.
Man, y'all don't fuck me up, man.
God damn, I got excited when they were talking that shit. Man, boy,
if you
want
the ring, you need to put them back where they came from, dog.
I don't know if we want to go to the top, we want to go to the bottom.
It don't matter.
It's not an arrow.
That's somebody that got no arrow. I'm looking at it now.
Nah, just be dang.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yeah.
Big Low just disrespected
y'all
you.
He
disrespected you indirectly. That was basically saying.
Anybody hear me?
Well, you know what it is, homie. You know, every man got to talk his little talk. We're going to see who's on that wall. We're going to eat your little egg, goddammit.
Yes, sir. We sure are.
No.
Can anybody hear me?
We hear you. Somebody said, do we hear you? We can hear you, sir. Who is this?
But nigga, you gotta do what up, buddy. Boys ain't got no respect.
Okay.
You know that.
Somebody got TV on.
Hello?
Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Talk to me.
Hey, Butt Naked.
Yes, sir.
Man, I'll take that ring, fuck it.
You take what ring?
You stage with the back tire and turn my ass loose.
Well, goddamn it, I can't lock in two races. Let me see what we do.
Well,
let me do one.
Goddamn, I don't want my race. Go ahead and take your G-Shot.
G-Shot?
Hey, true. Butt Naked, what's your car only can run one race a day?
Man, my partner told me not to lock in another race. Give me 1 second. Let me click over to the BB. Give me 1 second.
Y'all been trying to make my moonwalk. Y'all been stopping trying to make my buddy moonwalk.
I'm just saying, Butt Naked car one hit a quitter, baby.
G-Shot, tell her how much your car weighs.
She's about 3,600.
Hey, G-Shot, that's you with the light down that was pitted across from us in Megan.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah. The big ugly Dodge.
No, it's definitely not ugly, man. It runs now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I'm not that, man.
All right,
you got some pretty rims, though. That's an ugly car. I don't care. G-Shot, you my friend. You came the first race I ever took. I'm not going to lie to you. Don't call ugly, man.
She's sexy, man. Y'all just ain't got no taste, man.
You got some pretty jewelry on, though.
Hey, man, who telling them that man car ugly, man? Who do that?
Big Craig Carkey.
That bitch is sexy, man.
I like that car, though.
She's sick.
I like
that
car.
Yeah, I like
the auto. I'm a dog, but the car is ugly. It's ugly.
Who are y'all talking about?
Man, wheels on it, though. You got the freaking wheels on it, though.
You got to know the history behind that car, Carti.
Well, y'all better
y'all
get the talking then. I'm listening.
Hey, I'm just
looking. We talking about the car you scared of, but, nigga.
Hey, what car is it?
That man got a boat. That man got a big old boat. He asked for the break from you with. You told him you got to think about it. I can't get no break, homie.
For man, 36. Hey, G Shot.
Yeah.
Cookie, you know what I mean?
What you
show?
Huh? What you do for me if I just get it on motor? I run it on motor.
That should be good for two in the break right there. Goddamn,
but nigga,
you quiet.
But nigga, you know what car he talking about.
But nigga, say,
hold on.
Oh, okay.
But nigga,
hey,
I told y'all about the car. What he said?
Two in the break on what?
With that big old Chrysler that was at the track, man.
And I get on motor.
I didn't see that goddamn Chrysler.
Huh?
Yeah. I didn't see no Chrysler at the track.
You flew, oh, no wonder you flew right past his ass when you was coming.
It was the sexiest car at the track. It wasn't
no,
right.
We can't get no hit. You can come on and get it like a man.
I tell you what I will do. I'll run your heads up motor to motor.
No. No. When I went to Ford and I told him what I want, know what I got. I ain't got no goddamn motor rented car. I run on spray.
Well, I'm scared to spray mine. Mine got two scat rods and six eagle rods. Six used eagle rods and two scats in it, and I'm scared to spray.
Yeah, we know that's a bunch of bull crap, but hey, to each his own, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to do that. You got a horsepower motor, man. I got a nitrous motor. There won't be no competition.
Hold on. But nigga, you said you ain't know what car you're talking about. Now you're talking about he got a all-motor car.
If a man running on the motor, he don't build this motor for running on the motor. You know what I'm saying?
He
didn't build
mine
for running on the motor. I didn't build mine for running on the motor.
I'll get it on motor.
No, I can't rent him on motor. I'm not going to do that. No, sir. Better get you some spray on now. They still sell it.
Oh, I know they spray. I know they sell it. Y'all just don't want me to spray it.
I don't know. I want you to be at your bed, homie.
They
I don't know handicap
no
rate.
They outlaw in no S in Texas.
I'm afraid the earth would stop rotating if I spray that bitch.
You think Big Lou gonna come down here and cop? Hell no. You think gonna be hand cop? Hell
no.
He
is coming half cop. He's taking the wheels off.
Hey, butt nigga. Man, you know how many motherfuckers? You know how many motherfuckers we don't race half cop? Every time we race against the boo, we were motherfucking half cop.
Yeah. Hell, I'm still a half cop. I ain't tuned the goddamn car yet.
Hey, we were half cop, but we ain't gonna make no excuses. But don't say people don't race half cop. So we do. We'll try some shit. One thing about our team, we'll try some shit quick. When motherfuckers sit on the side, motherfucker, if you think I'm lying, you get T5 on the phone. Uncle Otis don't even play that shit. Uncle Otis tell him, look, man. Y'all need to be all the way right, man. Don't do that shit. Don't go out there betting that money like that. And we hard-headed because we young. You know, we young and we hard-headed. And we tell Uncle, man, fuck it. We got it. That's why T5 going to always say, man, tell Uncle Otis half of the story because he going to trip if he find out we ain't all the way right. So with that being said, we will try some shit that when we ain't always right. So hey,
this.
I got a question. Hey, butt nigga.
Yeah.
I got a personal question to ask you, and I want to ask you. You know what I mean? I don't want you to get offended, but I got to ask you. That's just 'cause the dude I am.
I'm listening.
You share your nuts, man.
Share my what?
Do you shave your nuts?
Hell no, I don't shave them.
Oh, okay, for the sake of you need to grow some hair on the motherfucker, man. Get some balls, man. God damn,
I got some balls. I ain't stupid, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do no crazy shit, get that man no hit, or run that man on no motor. I'm not going to do that.
Man, give me the crank, man. Let that little ass kid get up out of there, man.
No, homie. Can't do that shit.
Now, ST?
No, sir.
Small block, nitrous. Listen, I guarantee you got more nitrous on one side of your motor than I got on both sides of mine.
See, I doubt that.
You won't bet it.
Yeah, you won't bet it.
Listen, listen. I got 175 on the plate. I got 175 on the plate, and I got a 20 jet on the motherfucking faucet. Now what? What you want to do?
20 what? 20 what?
A 20 jet on a nitrous side.
Oh, shit. Man, don't be that.
All right. So I tell you what. You give me the race. At the end of the race, we pull it. If that ain't what I got, you get paid.
Nah, I ain't gonna give you no hit, though. Can't do that.
Huh?
Can't give you no hit.
See what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, it's each his own. Every man doing this shit different.
Hey, butt nigga, you need to get you a mouthpiece, man, because you just the car owner, man. You need to sit back and stay off the show and quit talking, man, because you don't represent your car good, man.
Hey, I don't do a whole lot of talking. Don't take a whole lot of talking, goddamn, getting in deep. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
You won't even lock in, though.
I'm not going to get no hit. I'm not going to get no hit. I'm not doing that. No, sir.
You don't even want to lock in a head up race.
Say what now?
You don't even want to lock in a head up race.
Because we'll lock in a head up race. With who?
Oh, man. As long as they sit like you, as long as they're nice and 28, 29 star position, do it matter?
Yeah, matter.
Oh, man, I know fuck it matter, man. What you say? Hold on. Let me ask you this question. When you went to Fulton, you told them what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because you told them that's what you wanted because that's what you felt you needed to be a competitor to win. Why the fuck does it matter?
Shit, man, there's some shit going on out there. You got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
man.
Tell me who you want me to ruin. I'll say,
I'm just saying, period. If I put like this, if I had Joe Carr, I wouldn't be scared of nobody, man. I wouldn't worry about who the fuck it is, man. As long as they got nitrous and they got my same size top and suspension somewhat similar to mine, man, I wouldn't get too damn. I wouldn't get too rat's ass about them, but
I don't. That's the way I am. It's just the fact that, hey, I'm trying not to run my money off. I got to leave it I can get paid with. You know what I'm saying?
Man, if they sit like you, how you running your money off? One thing about a motherfucker, they ain't going to race. I don't care who you race. If you got some motherfucker, you might be wanting to race. If you have too many races in 1 month, they ain't going to race you anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry
about
that, man.
That's why I told them I'm going to go ahead and do this shit.
Yeah, man. You ain't going to get down. I'm not racing, man. That's the money you worry about trying to catch. Man, don't worry about that. Race your car, bro. You build it. You spend your money. You go out here, work, put hard, earn money, blood, sweat, and tears in these cars, man. People lose their wives, everything behind these cars, man. The what? Not the race? Man, you crazy, man. Man,
Coochie, you come home, they do lose their wives.
Coochie, you can't tell him how to run his race program, man.
Man, I ain't telling him how to run his race program. I'm just telling him to get the hell on his nuts, goddammit, and motherfucking man to fuck up. Quit worrying about it. If I had the shit he had, listen, man, if I had the shit he had, a bitch couldn't say not one word in the great in the race game
yeah,
that's going to tell me to say I'm not going to work with him.
He don't probably have the guys behind him. Thank you. That you
listen,
have.
Man,
you can't keep shooting at him like that, Coochie. I mean, you
no, I'm real talk. You know, you talking real talk. Wait,
man.
I don't have the guy behind me. It ain't nobody but me. But, hey, I ain't scared of not one man to sit like me.
Listen, man. If I gotta be like T5 racing Joker for $500 a race by my goddamn self, where the fall of that, man? I'd be one 500 racing motherfucker, man.
Yeah, but Crew Chief, he just got the car out, though. I mean,
Hey, you know what I'm going to buy you, butt naked, for Christmas, butt naked? This is what I'm going to buy you, from me to you, G to G. I'm going to buy you some Rogaine. Rub that shit on your nuts one other night, and hopefully within 6 months you will see some, you know, we'll see some more lock-ins and more.
Crew Chief, you don't need no goddamn Rogaine. Hell, I'm not scared of nobody that shit like me. Not one.
I can't tell, butt naked. You know, we cool. You know me and you straight, butt naked, but goddamn, you made me wonder about you sometime, man.
Oh, hell no. You ain't got to wonder about old boy. Old boy going to come through every time. Believe that.
Hey, I got something else for you, too, butt naked. You got to tell your driver he is not going to be able to motherfucking cut no fucking tree with them stiff-ass pants he had on goddamn Saturday. This motherfucking-ass creepy, boy. I'm talking about
the thought it was called Brokeback Mountain.
Hey, I looked inside a butt naked car. Buddy was in the staging lane. Buddy was sitting in that motherfucker with both his legs stretched straight out, man. I'm like, God damn, man. Hey, tell him to lighten up on the shorts or something, man. God damn.
I mean,
Creepy got this world, boy.
Creepy, you mean right, man. Talk about my damn drowned pants, man.
Man, that Joker had some creases out this world, man. If you take a line, you can ask below. I say, look, man, look at butt naked drow, man. Just go look in the window. He said, what's wrong? I said, man, look in the window, man. He said, what's wrong? I said, man, buddy legs straighter than a motherfucker, man.
He's short, man. That's what I'm going. He ain't before 4 foot tall, you know that.
But goddamn, them motherfuckers, them legs straight out like that with them jeans, them don't help none either, man.
No, he's trying to make the gas, man. You seen the booster seat that he's sitting in? He got a booster seat about goddamn 6 inches
man,
tall.
Man, that dude got a booster seat for real, man. I thought they were playing, man.
No, they ain't playing. He got a booster seat.
I don't know about the booster seat, but I know them goddamn jeans he had on. He need to lighten up on the stars and them motherfuckers, but goddamn.
He got a booster seat that he put in the driver's seat, then he sit on top of that. And he's good for now.
Hey, Crew Chief, he playing Brokeback Mountain?
No, man, he ain't playing on Brokeback Mountain now, goddamn. He got some creases in the pants.
I don't know what he's playing. I don't know what he's playing, but I know whoever creeps and fans ain't playing the radio. They got heavy stars in them. Heavy stars, boy. You think I'm playing? I guarantee. I told Lo, man, I say, Lo, man, go look in the window, man. Lo say, what's wrong? I said, man, you gotta look at Buddy Pants in there, man. Buddy Pants, I'm talking about.
Wow.
I'm telling you, boy, that Joker had them fans straight.
Wow.
Straight, boy. But it's all good.
Man, y'all wild here. Come on, homie.
Hey, is the dude from Texas still on here, man? Houston, Texas? Or did he got off?
He dropped.
He dropped? Oh, okay. I was going to, you know, I wanted to see what his problem was, and he was talking about some big tires. I'm going to try to see something with him while we sitting on the phone shooting the football. Lady, we got any hands up?
No, sir, not right now.
All right, cool. We carry the party on. Cocky. Okay.
I say, hey, Dylan.
All right.
Check this out.
All I want to know is you're going to guarantee me some action with the S-10 on the 17th.
I'm going to. Just about guarantee you some action. One way, if I had to call G-Shot and get G-Shot to run you himself.
I don't want to play around with G-Shot.
It ain't no but a 5,000-pound truck. I mean, I'm talking about G-Shot caught a back and the front look just alike.
Okay, I understand that. I ain't got no problem with that. But from my understanding,
I'm gonna get a check with the Black Mamba tomorrow.
If I can't get Lil Red Riding Hood, I would love to put like this. You know how when you be in school, you know, you got your eyes set on a girl, but if you can't get it, you got a second pick. Black Mamba would be my second pick. I would love to have Little Red Riding Hood.
So
but
you
if I can't
have
get
a
Little
gun,
Red
you
Riding
want
Hood,
a friend.
I want
a
friend.
You want a friend? Okay.
Yeah, I want her friend. So with that being said, I want to see if I can stick something up in the Black Mamba. Extreme Motorsport. Yeah, I'm talking about them. Anybody that's on the phone got their number?
Has anybody
got
the Black Mamba's number on the phone?
Tell them Crew Chief, the Fast Black Gas, Big Low, Team Big Low. Yeah, we looking for them. Ain't no secret. And we don't catch them on the 17th, they better not step foot in Brayton. And when I say they better not come to Brayton, they better not come nowhere near Brayton in December.
Anybody 15th, know the 16th. Black Mamba?
Man, I don't know them dudes, man. I just be seeing a little Extreme Motorsports on YouTube, well, I used to, you know, and then they fell out of existence and then they pop back up. So, you know, with that being said, hell, I'm looking for them. One thing about it, if you got an S10, small block, 28, nitrous, well, I ain't ducking. Man, one of them. See, I ain't like a butt nigga. I got here on my cup, plenty of. I ain't got no
computer.
Listen, man.
Why is it like?
Not one S10 on 28 with notches. I'm ducking. Not a one.
Why is it
still for
the
difference? Hey, Carkey.
Yes, sir.
Man, you were there when I made my shakedown pass in Bradenton. Not Bradenton, but under in Lincoln.
Yes, I was there.
You were there when you seen the shakedown pass?
So what?
You was there when you saw my shakedown pass when I made my shakedown.
Yeah, I think you make a shakedown to make.
Can you tell me why after I made my shakedown, Dirty Red gonna come and tell me a truck broke?
Well, I can't answer that on air.
Let me answer. Good afternoon, Coochie. Dirty Red told me. Good afternoon, Coochie. I appreciate you, but let me tell you this. Dirty Red did call me and told me. He said the only reason he said that his car was broke or he was trying to keep from going down on your ass.
At one point in time, I might not believe that, Jake, but I had a couple camera guys come up to me and say that. And these dudes, matter of fact, I don't remember the guy's name. He was from Chicago area. Big red dude, brown, big, light skinned brother. And he came up to me, he had his camera. He said, hey, man, I just interviewed Dirty Red, and I told him I was going to tell you what he said on camera. So I'm like, what did he say? He said that I was ducking him Friday night, but today I ain't got no way to run, and on my ass he was going. So you know what he did? So when he told me that, when he told me what Dirty Red said, I told him, look, brother, I don't want to offend you, but I got to do what I got to do. He said, what's that? I said, give me 50 feet. Just stand back 20 feet. He backed up. He took like 10 big steps back. I pulled my pants down, took my ass out, and just bent on over. He said, man, what the hell? He said, what the hell are you doing? I said, Dirty Red said he was going on my ass. I didn't want to be no Paul O'Fonny. So I just bent on over. You know what I mean? Get on my ass. He ain't got to me yet. You know what I mean? So with that being said, right then and there, I already know Dirty Red wasn't going to do nothing. You know what I mean? He talked a good one, but I just found that mighty strange how he beat on the second camera about what he going to do. Then after I make my shakedown, he ain't made not one shakedown that day. But as soon as I make my shakedown, now his truck broke. But it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to catch him. And when I catch him, I just think he's going to like
him. Crew Chief, my brother, from another.
Yeah, I'm here. Talk to him.
But you're no good, brother.
Oh, man, I'm hanging in there.
That's my dog.
What's up, Parkey?
What's going on, dog?
Trying to make it, brother. Yes, sir.
Oh, son, I gotta get on you. Well, I can't really get on you, but I'm gonna give you the heads up. off. I got to give you the heads up. Next time we had a race, and me and you decide, when you tell me, Crew Chief, I want you and Big Low to line me up, I'm letting you know right now, everybody else is in trouble. I ain't listening to nobody.
I ain't got no problem. I did not say. Yeah, you got full authority.
Okay. I'm giving you the heads up. Okay, I don't know if that be your partner, your friend, or whoever, you know what I mean,
So I had some dude kept telling me, get out of the way, man, get out of the way, he got it. He got
really?
It. I've been calling him up all day. Get out of the way, get out of the way, he got it. He got it.
Dang.
I back out of the way, and they jacked the money off. They got my dog in there, Crooked. Big Low telling these dummies, hey, man, the man Crooked, man. Get the man. Oh, nah, he got it, he got it.
Big Low said, man, all right, well,
shit, get back, Trail, let them do their thing. They telling us to get out of the way. He got out of the way. I don't know who the two big dudes was that lined you up, bro. But I wish I know who they is. I probably slapped the shit out of them for having them tricking like that. One, the wreck the car. And two, you know what I'm saying? We had that shit. That shit, they were dead. Them boys were dead. Them boys were, man, the fake chicken, man.
It cost so old DJ Grant more than one way, too.
Yeah, it is
what it is, fellas. All we can do is just try to come back.
Yeah.
Living in here aggravating butt niggas so bad, man. I'm just glad somebody from Ella from Roll Tide had to call. Speak up for the man.
What happened now?
You know, butt niggas is my dog. But these boys had butt naked doing the moonwalk, man. I'll be honest with you. Everybody's picking it butt naked. They got butt naked turning wrenches itself, man. And I ain't never seen butt naked say working on their car.
Well, I mean, people say, you know, you got to get, you know, butt naked. Been trying to engage, so, I mean, you know, so I can't say
gotta
that.
Got to get credit. Gotta give him credit.
If he lined up with somebody and put some money up, hey, what more can you ask for?
Yeah. Hey, hold on, man. How long you been on the phone, DJ? DJ, how long you been on the phone?
I just got on.
Oh, that's why you say that, man. So,
what?
People done made, we had a couple of two guys on the phone make butt naked a few propositions. I know, you know, he's your partner on the show and, you know, on your side of town.
Oh,
it, we made
you mean
a
tonight?
Few propositions. Huh?
Tonight?
Tonight. He had a few propositions tonight that he should have had no problem, you know what I'm saying, locking in. But, you know, he played dodgeball a little bit. You know, he was worried about who they was and what kind of car they had. And I say, does it matter? If you got DJ. DJ.
Hey. Yeah.
DJ Grant.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you a question. Now, if I say, DJ, I got a dude sitting over there, got a Mustang by your body style, got a small block, single turbo on 28. And he wanted to do
down
something.
Down on his up. Ass, I'm going.
See how easy that was? See, now, butt naked. Yeah. He was like, who it is? What this is? I say, well, doesn't matter. They got big block nitrous and the same size tires and suspension you got. What that mean? As a race,
you
right?
Know what, your crew chief, but I feel butt neck. You don't want to go out there and just hang yourself. You feel me?
How he gonna hang himself, bro?
I mean, I guess if he
don't give a damn, y'all throw me on no
book. The only thing I can say, laws, it ain't like no class. If it's a grudge car, you know, shoot.
We've been traveling all over the country, and the fastest cars out there is associated with Grudge Inc. So if it ain't somebody that we already know, they got to be third class.
Hmm.
And that's the truth of the matter now. I mean, we don't have them come from all over everywhere.
Jay Bond, so let me ask you this. The only car, the fastest Grudge cars run with Grudge Inc., or is that what you're saying?
That's a fact, sir. Yep. That wasn't a question.
Grudge,
that was a statement.
Grudge Inc. versus the world. That was it. They had Radio versus the World.
Hey,
if I was butt naked,
If I was butt naked, I wouldn't want to race him either. What a small block did to him.
I tell you what, sir. I tell you what. Since you so motherfucking bad, get down here on the fucking 17. I got half of your gas money, boy.
No, you want him to go where? To Bradenton?
No, down here on the 17 in Macon. Macon.
No, how about you get him to come to Bradenton, man?
I know I'll be down there on the 17. What's wrong with that?
No. Why don't you come up here?
Y'all ain't got no weather like we got down here, man.
And don't worry about half of the gas money. I got all your gas money.
What we look like coming up there in 30 degree weather? Come on, homie.
It's going to be 68 degrees this Saturday.
Who going to leave in that short time? That ain't enough notice. I'm telling you, next weekend on the 17th, bring your hand down here.
I'm not.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. You've been a leg-ass man, but a win is a win. Boy, when I get this shit in the car, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to treat you like a red-headed stepchild. I'm going to spank that
you know
ass
what,
man in the road.
You know what, but hold on. Let me say this, Kimo. I wouldn't even call in because I'm used to winning, but that punk old tech move you tried to pull butt naked. That punk tech move you tried to pull.
I tried to pull a punk tech move.
You know what you did? Now I got to expose you. For all the radio listeners to hear,
somebody got some background noise in their back before you get in, before you say that. I want everybody, whoever got their TV on, cut the TV down or sit in front of the TV or whatever the case may be, that this is Grudge Talk Radio. All right, go ahead, fellas.
Okay.
You ain't talking to mute your mic.
All right, now this what Bud says. I want y'all to hear what Bud Naked tried to pull. He locked the race in. He told me we're gonna lock in 500 on 1500 or better, be in the staging lanes by 3:00. I said no problem. It's locked. When I get to the track, Bud Naked pulls in about 1:30. Takes his car off the trailer, go and park the car. I make me a hit. I get in the staging lanes at 2:55. He pull in at 2:59. Tells me, yeah, I'm in the stage lanes by 3:00. I'm gonna make a hit. I said, where they do that at, Bud Naked? You can't pull in the stage lanes at 3:00 before 3:00 and still make a test pass. Oh, that was not stiff. I had to be in the stage lanes by 3:00. Not that we had to race by 3:00. You're right, we didn't have to race by 3:00. But you can't get in the staging lanes at 2:59 and make a hit, then come back around at 3:34 and race.
We're going to race at 3:00. We've been in the staging lane at 3:00. But you don't exactly. Pull me to the side and talk to me about that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's my mistake.
Yeah.
I ain't locked in it. That's my first race. I locked in like that. It's all
okay,
good.
Now,
ain't no problem.
No problem. Now this is what Gordon King told me. You owe me the Alabama belt. So when you get a chance, I'm gonna give you my address.
He ain't told you shit because you ain't challenged me for the belt, and then I did challenge you for the belt.
Hold on.
If you say he challenged you for the belt, there's only one way we can find that out. Let's go back to the tapes.
Let me tell you what he said. I said, Butt Naked, I want to challenge you for that Alabama belt. He says, no. He said, I don't care if you challenge me for the belt, but we got to run in LaGrange, Georgia. I said, why we got to run in LaGrange, Georgia, when we both going to be in Macon and run in Macon? Well, I don't want to run for my belt in Macon. I want to run in LaGrange, Georgia. Now, I asked him to run for the belt. He declined to run in Macon, but he actually ran me.
That's my damn choice. If I got the belt, I get to make the rule, homie. Listen to the goddamn rule. Bleed it. I get to make the rule.
You know what?
Jay Bonds on the phone, though. Jay Bonds is a governor, right?
Jay Bonds is the CEO. I get to make the rule.
Bonds, CEO.
And I told you what, and that day, we didn't run for the belt.
What we talking about here,
getting your ass down on the 17th.
Why, boy, naked? Why? For
that's
what?
The slower approach on the car.
For what?
Fucking scene, boy. Let me tell you something. When
I
get
to
the car, I'm going to show you what to do.
Everybody break.
I tell you how to settle that. Baldy got a race down there. I know you coming from a long distance like me. We just gone down there and whoop his ass at Baldy race because I'm going down to Baldy.
If he says it ain't gonna be no more of that goddamn 1500 or better, we ran for it. Hold on, we gonna do some real goddamn shit.
We're not gonna do that, man. We're not gonna
I'm
do
just
that.
Saying. I'm letting you know.
We're gonna do it with some real cheese.
Butt naked,
stop it. Stop it, butt naked. Stop it.
No,
stop
you
we're
stop
not gonna
it.
Even go there. You stop it. Stop it now. If I put you over my my knee and take your pants down and spank you. Stop it.
Hey, Ben, what you doing next month, Ben?
I don't know. I hope to be still in the land of the living. But listen here. If you send me that $1,000 gas money, because that's what it's going to cost to get down there, about $1,000, I'll make sure that the car's down there. But all I'm saying is, but naked, when we race Saturday, I told you to get your money together. Because Chi-Town was there. We had no problem coming up with that money. So
We're not talking about my crew. We're talking about me and you. That's what we're talking about.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is let's not talk about the money situation. Because the way you're talking, you don't have a money issue. And right now, me and money still agreeing with each other. So I don't have a money issue as of this date.
I don't have to go out and win a couple races to get my weight up, homie. We do that shit in the shop every day.
You know what, bud naked? You better stop it, man. Stop it.
No, you stop it, homie.
Let's just keep it racing, dog. We're keeping it racing, bro.
I'm just letting them know.
But, nigga, I did to you what I said I was going to. Actually, but, nigga, I did more to you than I said I was going to do. Because I thought you was going to play the puck out. Because you're a clown, man. You're a clown.
Let me tell you something.
You was a bozo clown, man.
That little race you got, you better goddamn cherish, boy, because you'll never get another
one.
Man,
I'm used to winning, man. They like I just started.
Hold on, Biz. Now, you know Biz done whooped my ass, right?
Yeah.
So I'm coming down to Bradenton. Will you give me the break today?
Nope. Ain't getting nobody no break.
Chemo.
Yeah.
Chemo.
Get down here. I'll show you.
beat you.
I'm with you.
Get down here
on the 17th.
But I'm not coming. I'm not coming like that.
Until we meet again, you are the man with me that you gave me.
I would you. Do. I would
because
you.
The next time I see you, I'm
going
to put
you
wrong.
Do nothing. You ain't
going to put you wrong.
If that's that case, you jump your double head self up in there and I get in mine. Since you want to whoop me.
I don't drive.
You jump in your.
I don't drive.
Okay,
then. I know you don't.
You don't need to be in that car. First thing you do is put a chrome molly drag shaft in your car with 1350 yokes. The freak. Just little fool. Come on up here.
I
had one too. First time he got in there.
Yeah, I'm just saying on the ball. I don't got them to do no
yeah.
driving. I'm the
yeah.
boss. He ain't about to get my business. You know what I'm saying? I got employees, homie. I don't work for nobody. I work for me. I got eight of them.
I understand that, but Nicky. Well, where was your eight employees there when you got gapped? Maybe they were behind you pushing your car. Maybe you didn't pass the finish line.
They're not affiliated.
You should have had them there. You needed some more horsepower.
Maybe
they could have pushed your car across the finish line.
Hey, Vince, you going hard on those butt niggas, man. Coochie,
I'm sorry, Coochie. Take care of your
business.
The man's a clown, man.
Let him do him.
I'm going to break that talk. I'm going to break that. How we doing this shit? We're doing this shit. We're going to break them.
money, come on. Then he got no money, come on. I'm going to throw up 200 so he gets some gas and come on. That's what we're doing, boss. Grudge.
Hey, Butt Naked, Butt Naked, they going to kick you off the Grudge Inc. show, man, if you can't get by this man.
Let me tell you something.
That's a fucking chump.
That's a real chump. You know what I'm saying?
Butt Naked, you got too hot and heated, baby.
That's a real chump. But we're going to try to next time we meet. I'm going to go something. And if we ain't going to bet no real cheese, we ain't going to motherfucking raise. That's real talk.
Don't
come on, talking about no 1500, no 2500.
That's all I got, Butt Naked. That's all I got, Butt Naked.
You'll never raise me again. You just
keep
it
with 2500. I understand that. I usually don't let a man call me that, but I know you're in your feelings, so I'm going to let you go. I'm going to be whatever.
Hey,
yeah.
You don't let a man call you what you want to call you. You want to call me what you want to call me. Hey, it is what it is.
It don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter. We're good.
Coochie, hold on, you got to be on your show, Coochie. He went to Pet Boys and purchased that.
Yeah.
See that thing about it.
But hey, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. I had a partner the other day said something about another man, how he wrecked his car. Turn around that goddamn three lady that man had a wreck.
I'm gonna tell you, I done broke a drive shaft before. I know when you gotta go get a drive shaft for him from. So, you know, that 8.8, we done broke all that. You know, it's called the power gonna find the weakest link, butt naked.
Oh yeah, it's gonna do that. It's gonna do that. Everybody break. I broke. I lost. Fuck it. But I want that bitch again down there in prison. For them same goddamn money you want up to them. That's what I want.
Yeah, but what if you can't get that? Just go for it. You stepping
hey,
on
the Chemo. Leave it alone, man. Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
Oh, boy, DJ Grant. What's going on, man?
What's up, man?
Hey,
God
man.
Damn. Shit.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, hey, man. DJ, you got to teach Buck Naked. I knew Buck Naked was green, man, but you got to teach him something, man.
Hey, man.
I don't got to teach me nothing. But when see Ben talking some shit, he talking some stupid-ass shit, but I'm going to show him something.
Hey,
boy, don't let the smooth tape fool you. You can't even get down the track, man.
You a clown, man.
Don't let the smooth tape fool you.
Clown,
they ain't about getting down the track. I don't got the track plenty of time.
You can't get down
that
the track.
That old stupid shit you be talking, boy. I don't play like that. Believe that.
Hey, man, I get on y'all tomorrow, man. This butt nigga done went plumb crazy, man. Do it to me, man.
Hey, man, Mr. Charlie calling me, so I'm going to get off my butt, man. Hey, butt nigga, you keep running your business, butt nigga. Do your thing, baby.
Now, you didn't tell me. Hey, buddy, will you be down in Bradenton?
Beer's gone. Beer said he had to go.
Yeah.
I'll
be in Bradenton, man. You give me that break. I'll try your motherfucking ass.
Give nobody no break, homie. I got to go ahead and take me a blood pressure pill, and that motherfucker don't piss me off.
Damn, man.
Damn.
Hey, buddy. See, y'all laughing and giggling. He in, but he said a little slick shit down there in Macon. And my partner, but nigga, he might not have demeaned it that way.
But when you don't know a man, you don't say certain things
to a man when you don't know him. No
man, but naked, that's grudge rest. You gotta have tough skin,
man. No, homie, he said something slick down there and it clicked on me. I said, I might need to go to the truck. My partner said, no. He might not mean it like that, but naked.
Racing
is one thing, but certain things you don't say to a man. You know what I'm saying?
But naked, you gotta have tough skin. See, I'm gonna tell you this, right, but naked, I'm gonna give you some look to the game. He ain't doing shit but getting on your skin so you can do something stupid, man. That's all he doing.
I don't say it before on the show. I ain't got no thick fucking skin.
Okay, well you in the wrong hobby, man.
No, what? I know plenty of people that raise it. They ain't got to go through no shit with that motherfucker right there talking about.
Man, that's Beans, man. Beans will whoop my ass. I don't whoop his ass. You talking about?
But see, Beans don't know me though. He don't know me like that little slick
he
said that.
Listen,
now.
Man.
He don't know me like that.
He don't know me, man. What you going to do? Let me ask you something. What you going to do? Go sit in a prison for doing something to Biz because he said something?
No, I ain't going to do nothing to him. I ain't
okay,
going to sit in a prison.
Let the shit go and race. If you don't, if that, you feel like that, but nigga, don't even race the man. I mean, that ain't nothing but some shit talking, but nigga, that means it's shit talking. I'm sure if you beat him, you would talk cash shit to him.
I don't want to hear that shit talking shit. It's just that bullshit
he
be talking. Like I said, he said some little slick shit down there. He said some slick shit, homie. I'm telling y'all. Y'all didn't hit. Y'all went over there. Y'all wasn't over there.
But nigga,
let me ask you this question, but nigga.
When, okay, you felt that he said something slick, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nah, with all that being said, any time throughout that day, did you pull this man to the side and address your issue with him, like, hey, man, you know, I don't know if you were playing or not, but you said something that I ain't really, you know, that ain't set well with me. Did you pull him to the side and try to get that situation handled with him?
No, I didn't do that.
Okay, well, then you can't complain, bro. Now, I can see if he said
no,
something.
No, my big homie pulled me to the side. He said, but Nick, I know you guys are acting like that.
Hold on.
See,
I'm
going to tell you,
Kimo, before you say that, but this is all I'm saying. You know, when you come to grudge racing, it comes, shit talking is part of grudge racing. You cannot have a grudge race without shit talking.
Right.
Okay, for number one. Okay, for number two, if somebody, like you say, he don't know you, so he's not 100% sure what you might take serious or what not. But he just doing the normal shit talking that he used to. You know
right.
what I mean? And me, myself, I talk a lot of shit to people, whoever. And it don't matter to me because I know I'm just shit talking. There ain't no big deal, no harm intended. It's just shit talking. But if you felt offended in any kind of way, the man don't know you. So it'd have been, if you got an issue with, you know what I'm saying, if you got an issue with something that he said, you could have pulled that man to the side later on, you know, outside of the whole chaos or later on throughout sometime through that day, and just, hey, look, bro, I know you probably ain't mean nothing by it, but, you know, you said, you know, blase squad, you called my mama a bitch and I don't play like that. You know what I mean? I don't like that. You know, blah, 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 take that serious. Now,
right.
if you step to a person and you bring it to their attention and they got an understanding of what you don't like when you, you know, if you brought something to their attention, y'all got that understanding. Now, if they're going after that, now it's personal. But if you never address that, if you never address that issue with him, then,
you know,
and it's under your skin, but it's shit talking, man. You can't do nothing. You know what I mean? It's shit talking, but you shouldn't take it so personal because it's not like you told him. It's not like he knows that it bothers you. You know what I mean? Because he just may just feel like he's doing his normal routine of shit talking and talking trash like everybody do. You know what I mean? Not knowing that that you taking this shit personal. You know what I mean? So with that being said, don't get all worked up in your feelings, you know what I'm saying? Now, unless you done told this man that and he's still doing it intentionally. You know what I'm saying? Now, as long as you ain't brought to his attention, just don't let it bother you like that. You know what I mean? Don't take it further than drag racing because at the end of the day, that's all it is shit talking and grudge racing, man. You know, it's all racing, bro. You know what I mean? We need, hey, stop the violence, man. Obama just got back in the cell. Goddamn, we reelected motherfucking last night, goddammit. You know what I mean? I hear now, bitch on here holler Obama all night. Since we've been on this motherfucker, so I'm going to be the first to say, Obama, goddamn it, and fuck, we don't like it. You know what I mean? So with that being said, goddamn it, we're going to make peace, not war, and fuck all the dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to race, talk shit, we're going to win us some money, we're going to lose us some money, we're going to barbecue and talk some more shit and win us some more money and lose us some more money. So with that being said, goddamn it, fuck it, man. It is what it is. Obama just got reelected, brother. Ain't you happy?
Goddamn skip, I'm happy.
Okay, well, shut the fuck up then. My point exactly. You know, Obama fans on the mic tonight.
Obama.
Okay, I hear one person checking in.
y'all heard Joe when Joe said Obama at the train.
No,
y'all
hear
Joe on the loudspeaker. Joe grabbed the mic and said, Obama. God damn, Joe Hill.
Yeah. I ain't hear him say that. But yeah, I gotta give Obama, you know, two times for Obama. You know what I mean? Might be some motherfuckers on the mic don't agree with it, but hey, it is what it is. He my hero. Fuck it. Goddamn, y'all let Bush do what the fuck y'all want to do for 8 years. Goddamn, he can do the same thing. So fuck it. I don't give a fuck what he do. I don't care if he go out there and shit on the front lawn. I ain't even mad at him. You know what I mean? It is what it is. So with that being said, we got all that handled. I'm going to go right in the final comment because Lady A, she got a little one she got to get to, and I can't keep her held up sitting on the phone with two grown-ass men in their feelings about some shit that don't really mean nothing because at the end of the day, it's all grudge racing. So with that being said, Butt Naked, let me help you get off the mic so you can get to Cisco and put that rear back together and shit.
Nah, fuck the rear up. I'm going to take it somewhere now. I don't lock all the shields and every goddamn thing.
All right, so that's going to be your final comment?
Final comment is, goddamn it,
I knew it already, some fellas, but goddamn. You made me see a little light of it. I guess I call him and tell him tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow, and tell him what I didn't like when he said at the track, like you said. And yeah. After that, like you said, it'll be personal if you go any further with what he said.
Exactly.
But, you know,
exactly.
I didn't think about it like that. You know, that's why I say it take another man and stand on the outside and tell another man something that's on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, hell,
oh, yeah.
With that being said, y'all have a good night.
For sure. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Hey, man, now I got that. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I got that from Uncle Otis now.
Uncle Otis was goddamn 100 when he told you, because, hey, I didn't think about it and see it that way.
Yeah, I'm going to say, man, you don't know, man. You know, you be saying stuff to jokers, man, and not really knowing what you're saying to jokers, man. And man, motherfuckers, jokers, you know, motherfuckers, jokers go off and do some stupid shit, you know what I mean? But, you
yeah.
know, with that being you're said, right. I just try to pass on the knowledge, man, you know what I mean? But with that being said, like I said, call the man and have a one-on-one with him, bro, you know, heart-to-heart with him and just tell him. And I'm pretty sure once you bring it to his attention, he'll shed some light. You know, I didn't know that. I guarantee you. He apologized for whatever he said.
It's not personal, man.
He'll say it's not personal. You know, I'm sorry, bro. It ain't personal like that. You know, I guarantee he'll tell you that, man. You know what I mean? And that's cool, man. Yeah. So like you said, he's from one side, and he's from another side. So with that being said, I ain't gonna have no drawn out discussion about it because it is about that time. Actually, I'm a little over. All right,
but then
go back to working on that regular
ass
call, man. I hope to see you in
there. All right, homie.
All right,
y'all
be easy. Later. All right. Let me see. Who else? Chemo. Chemo. You up next, brother. Your mic is on. Fuck, I guess Chemo ain't vote for Obama then, goddamn it. He hung up on me. Chemo. Chemo.
I'm going to watch the condition.
Damn, I guess okay. Anyway, shit, who else we got on? DJ, you up, DJ?
Yo, I'm up, brother. I'm up. I'm down right now, but I'm up.
All right, how long we got before we be back, man?
Hopefully about 2 weeks, brother. About 2 weeks. Shouldn't be no problem.
Okay,
make
great.
Break.
Question. Now, you plan on coming to Bradenton?
I surely do, my brother. And then, like I told Biz, when I come up north, he can book my car. Yeah, I'm giving you right. You can book my car.
Okay. What's up? No problem. Okay, I got that. What's that? So with that being said, appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Let me see T5.
Yes.
Talk to me.
Hello?
Talk to me.
Hey, Unc say, you better stop talking his name on there. He going to tell everybody what you did when you started driving the bus when you put the ass shift in there.
Hey, man. I had to learn somehow. He ain't teaching, brother, so I had to learn somehow. Hey, I was new. I was fresh out. You know, don't do that because a lot of people think I'm just new to the driving game. So you got to let them think that, Unc. You'll blow my hustle if you tell them that. But it's all good.
We going back in, man.
Huh?
We going back in.
Okay, for sure. All right, bro, you got any final comment for me, bro?
Nah, man, I'm just waiting till the 17th, hoping everything go good this weekend down here in the sunny south, and we'll see car kick in here
real soon. Okay, sure, that was that. All right, bro, I appreciate it. Let me see, Big Low still there? No, Big Homie be hanging up on me, he be hanging up early. So Big Low might not be there.
He's gone.
Big Low Fast by Gas, he still there?
Gone.
He gone. Big Ken, is he still there?
Gone.
Everybody gone. So everybody else gone, Lady A?
We got G-Shot and Tim.
Okay, G-Shot.
Give me the Dodge.
Talk to me. I got a final comment, G-Shot.
I said, give me the Dodge. That's my final comment.
Okay, give you the Dodge, the final comment, okay. That's what's up. Tim, talk to me. Okay, I guess not. Lady?
That's it.
That's it, baby. Go back to the little one. I enjoyed it. Appreciate you for putting up with me. Until next week. Peace.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.